Morning, who else is in here? Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, old man.
Good morning, Joe. Hi, Eric. Hi, Carlos.
Hey, old man, DJ.
I don't know who else is in the house. Who else is in here?
We're all trapped over in Ralph's show.
Oh, yeah. Hi, SXFDDRBN. Welcome back. Moonshine
Cajun just arrived.
Ralph's got that endless show going on today. They won't let him go.
Hi, Ryan. Good to see you.
Oh, yes.
That happened yesterday, too, but then it finally just ended.
I don't know. Weird.
Hi, Mermac. Good to see you.
Hey, Mermac.
Thank you, Mermac.
Thank you.
First thing, you're so nice. Happy birthday, Cubella.
It's the birthday,
Hi, Cubella.
Girl.
Happy birthday.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Tina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America.
Hi, Tina.
From the Pacific Northwest here in Washington State down to Georgia in the southern states, with a little swing back and a trip up to the north into Colorado. We welcome
Hi, Ralphie.
You. Thanks for joining us. Ralph. Thank you for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ralph, good to see you. Did you fight? Were you able to finally end your show? Man, Podbeam had a hold of him and didn't want to let him go. Oh, you okay, Eric?
That's me. Yeah.
Love you.
I'll just clear my throat.
Oh, well, you're blessed anyway. We love you.
Well, with that new mic that you got or you're using, even that sounded good.
I've had this Bluetooth mic for a while, but I'm just thinking it must be a Podbean update of some kind if they've done something with the Bluetooth experience.
I know. Yeah, Aaron sounded weird yesterday. He sounded far away, like he was far, far away. But Eric sounds good.
Yeah. Good to see everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the Old Man Podcast Show. Yeah. What a day. What a day. Looked like Ralph was fighting with the pod beam. They didn't want to let him go. They didn't want him to stop the show.
Yeah. Yesterday, the same thing. And then it just ended, huh, Ralph? It just totally ended.
Mid-sentence. It just ended mid-sentence. Oh, I don't know. It got all quiet. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
It's still on. Ralph says it's still on.
Oh, it's still on? See, there is something so weird going on. Hi, Morgan Project. Welcome. It's just weird. Hi, Soros Edge. Welcome. Nice to see you again.
What
the
heck is going on with that? Well, I hope it's just your problem, Al. Does anybody else have a problem?
People have been saying different stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird. That is weird. Racking up engagements. Yeah, go ahead.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
Especially since,
hey,
isn't
Mr.
it,
T.
Aren't you usually, hi, Mr. T, cut off at a certain time?
I guess.
Aren't they usually supposed to cut you off after 2 hours or something, Eric?
Something like that.
I think normally it's 2 hours, but at the end of the month, if you get the silver award, then for a month you can broadcast up to 3 hours. But if you get the gold award, you can broadcast up to 5 hours.
And how do you get those awards? By being turned off?
I think you've got to get like a certain amount of engagement in a given month.
Well, here we go. Here we go.
Okay. What
no, there's nothing going on. I just joined Ralph's show. Nobody's sitting there talking. Nobody's doing nothing.
That's because they're over here. Hi,
hi, no, hi, everybody. But his show is still going on. I just dropped in to see. That is weird. Weird.
Yeah, they all came over here. They followed the man over here.
Yeah, I know. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Hey, if you're not aware of it, there is a, if you're into peanut butter and you like peanut butter, there is a recall going on for Jif peanut butter, J-I-F, Jif peanut butter.
49 different types, it says, so I don't know. Go on their website.
Yeah, something about salmonella or something going
salmonella.
On.
Salmonella, yeah.
Salmonella?
Salmonella has entered the peanut butter.
Hi, how you doing?
Salmonella has entered the peanut butter.
Hi, I'm Sam. Salmonella. Hi, Sam. How you doing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Weird stuff going
we
on.
We need to sing to Miss Cubella.
Just wait for a couple more people to pull in.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to sing right now. I don't know about anybody else. Oh, see, look, it's telling me a weird thing, too. It's saying that I'm podcasting on a different...
Go on their website.
What you need to do
he's telling
is
me
you
you're
need to
live casting in another browser window. No, I'm not.
You just went into Ralph's show. That's why.
Oh, well, I'm not. I'm not touching nothing. Of course, I said that last time.
Well,
right.
I think what you need to do, you
got a red X right there, Dina Jo. It's hollering at me to click it.
See,
click
you
the red X.
You were trying to be a troll and going in there where you're
click
going in.
Red X, oh man.
See,
hey, I think we need to sing. I'm ready to sing. Cubella.
Yes. Cubella.
Cubella.
Not Ubella. Cubella. Let's get a name. Right, Cuba.
Ready? Here we go. And I want everybody to sing now. Ready? Eric, you ready? Got to get off mute. Uh-huh. Here we go. We're going to sing. One and a two and a three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Cubella. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday.
Have a wonderful day. Happy birthday.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. Yeah. You're very welcome.
Yeah. Let's see.
Now, you didn't say hi to Mr. T. Say hi to Mr. T.
T-Bone, what's going on?
Okay.
It's good to see him. Good to see him. I don't know what happened to Eric. He's muted. What happened, Eric?
No, it's, oh yeah.
I'm still here.
He's there. Maybe he had to blow his nose or something. And he's being polite. Unlike
when did we
you,
start being polite?
Well, you're the only one.
When did we start being polite? I don't know. Hey, I was listening to the show yesterday.
Hi, Marty.
And when we did the show yesterday, did you hear the music going in and out at all, Dina Jo, when we were doing the show?
Yes. That's what we told you it's been doing. It goes, you'll start it and it starts like at a normal, like maybe a little low, and then it goes super, super low. Uh-huh. And then it'll, and then you'll end the song or else it starts really low. Yeah. It goes super low. It'll go up and down. That's what we've been kind of trying to say to you. That it's something's going on because it'll start off and then it goes like you just turned it down. See, Ralph is saying yes. It just sounds like you're just turning it down, but you're not doing anything. It's for whatever reason, it just goes low.
Hey,
you
and
can't
all of
hear it.
No, you and did. all of a sudden now I'm not getting any activity in the chat room. I'm not seeing anybody chatting in the chat room.
What you need to do is you need to refresh your browser.
Weird.
Yeah, probably because you went into that other to Ralph's show. But listen to Eric. How do you do that, Eric? Does it kick him out?
It shouldn't kick him out. You just got to refresh your browser,
Eric.
You
he
should
doesn't
not
know what that means. What does that mean?
Like if you're broadcasting from the web browser, you
I'm
should
not,
see where you
I'm not hearing Eric at all.
Oh, I hear him. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, he's talking. He's talking.
Can
Hi,
everybody,
Jay. Welcome.
Can everybody hear me?
Everybody can hear him.
I don't know what's going on. I'm not getting any reaction. I'm not getting anything from Eric. I'm not seeing anything in the chat room. But if everybody can hear me, they're saying they can hear me in the chat room, Dina Jo?
Yep.
Well, and you can hear me.
Refresh your browser. Ralph's saying refresh your browser. Hit the F5 key on your browser. What the French toast? Hit your browser. Now I don't hear you if you're gone.
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just a afraid to try to hit.
We can hear you.
Ain't gonna. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what. I don't know what refreshing your browser because I'm not on that on my laptop. So
yeah.
But do you know what they're talking about?
Yeah, there's a little button up here that says reload this page. Is that what you're talking about, Ralph? Reload this page. Refresh my browser. Is that what he's
talking about? Is that what he's talking about?
I believe that's
it. Yes. 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 Yes.
All right, everybody. I'm going to give it a try. Here
Hold
we go.
Hold on. Cross your fingers. We're still there. We're still there. We're still there. Oh, no. Are you there?
Are
you here? Now you sound far away.
Now I sound far away?
Oh, my gosh. Now you sound weird.
No.
Eric, talk, Eric.
I'm still here.
Eric sounds good.
I can
you
hear
sound
Eric.
Far away now. You sound far
Eric
away.
I can hear Eric and I can see the chat room.
Oh, now you sound like now your volume just came up. Your volume just came up.
Ralph's on. Ralph, what's going
Ralph
on, buddy?
Is here.
Yes, sir.
See, your volume was really low and then all of a sudden it went up. Now you sound normal.
Now I sound normal. What's going on? What's going on?
Hi, Ralph,
what's going on, buddy? What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a Podbeam noise suppression thing or is it or the noise suppression on what
Me
you have
too,
here
Q.
connected
I don't
to
know.
Your,
I,
your microphone.
You know, I have your, all my knobs. I don't change the settings on my equipment. So it's the same way it has been for months, you know. So I don't know.
So it might be on Podbean side because it happens a lot. At least
I don't
this whole
know,
weekend.
Ralph. I'd like to have a little kitty camera on him. You know, like you know when you watch your babies when they're sleeping? We need to have one on him in his office watching him because I don't trust that those little fingers don't do a little walking near the nose.
Oh, Ralph, you called my fingers little. Oh.
I was going to call them little chubby.
Little chubbies.
Little stubby fingers. Hi, Don. Good to see you.
But your show is still going on. Is your show still going on, Rob?
No, I went back in ended. To double check, and it finally ended.
What is going on? Hi, Don. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
It's amazing. It is just amazing technology. You know, the problem, Ralph, is we put such trust in technology that we really shouldn't because it's very screwy. I mean, it's fallible. It's not perfect. And there's too many outside forces that can cause things to mess up. But yet here we are, we just put our trust in technology. And what does technology do? It body slams us all the time.
Oh yeah. We went to Lowe's on the weekend and their computer system was down. So they had to do everything by hand. Now, I've had to do that before growing up in the olden days. You know, they taught you when computers weren't that great, you knew how to do it the other way. Everybody was freaking out. They were just freaking out. Oh, my gosh, we got to do this by hand. What do we do? How do we do this? Ah, I'm just like, dang, just breathe. Chill.
Breathe.
It's okay. You take the little paper, you put the thing here, and you click, click. It's all right. Hi, Mr. A.
Yeah, ruckus beer. Good old-fashioned pen and paper, baby.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Yeah.
And then they don't know how to count change. Oh, my gosh. That's if you give them cash. It's pretty, you know, it's easy if you give them a card. Yeah, they have to write it all out. But if you give them cash, then they don't have the computer telling you the exact change to give back. They got to figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah.
So, Ralph, what's going on with Ralph William? How's Ralph William? What's Ralph doing? What kind of adventures are you heading out on?
Nothing really. I'm just waiting on that Black Rifle Coffee.
Oh, man. I know. I went to send it. I don't have a box. I got to find me a box for it. Be patient. Be patient, young man.
Yeah.
Good things come to those
young
that
people
wait.
Have problems with patience. Yeah.
I know. And I'm one of them. But good things come to those that wait. Be patient.
That's true. Patient.
Hi, Hanny J. Good to see you. Hey, if you're new to the show, hit that follow button. Give us a follow. You'll get notices on when we're coming on and that kind of stuff. And speaking of notices, hey, how would you like all you guys in the chat room, you people with and listening on the downloads and that you have podcasts? How would you like if all of a sudden, I don't know, 25,000 people all of a sudden know you're on the air. 25,000 people know you've got a show and a link and are given a link to your show. How would you like it?
To know that. If every day. I would love to have that.
That's what happens with podcast overloads on Twitter. That's what happens. I looked this morning. They put a note.
What do they call podcast overlords?
Podcast overlord. Yeah.
Oh, man.
PODCASTOVERLORD. Overlord. Podcast overlord on Twitter. And that's what they do. We got a note. They sent out a notice this morning at 15 minutes before our show started and said, in 15 minutes, the Old Man's Podcast Show, Dino, Joe, and Eric's going to air. Go check it out. Start your day with this show. And then they have people that follow them that retweet their tweets. So they tweeted out to a little over, well, almost 14,000 people. And then they have somebody else that retweets it to almost 5,000 people. And then somebody else retweets it that has 10,000 followers. I mean, do you see it? Do you see the wave effect that's going on there? So you need to do yourself a favor. Check out Podcast Overlord on Twitter and see how they can help you out on getting your footprint bigger on Facebook. And it's really inexpensive. I think I pay $7 a month to have their services. So I love these guys to death. These guys do a great job. And I just feel the need. I got to push them. Help get them some business their way. So check them out.
Man, it's not only for podcasts as well, right? You can use it for other things too, right?
That's right. You go to their webpage, overlordshop.com and /store, and they've got other things that they do too. I've never checked out the other things they do because I'm just happy with what they're doing for the podcast. But they do other things too. And one of these days, I really want to get Don on the phone and have him call in and share with everybody what it is that they do, what entails, everything they do for people, because it's a great service. Yeah. You use them for WES, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And I'm glad I did. And thank you, old man, for putting them my way, and I'm enjoying the service. I enjoyed it a lot. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Don, thanks, man. You guys do a great job over there. So anyway, give them a check. Check them out. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong with that. And man, you were flashing out some great tunes this morning. But your music wasn't going in and out this morning, Ralph, like mine was.
Probably it's because I use a different way to connect. You know, to Podbeam. So, I mean, it's probably something internally. I don't know exactly what's going on your end, but Podbeam's end.
Well, you know, they're always doing upgrades. They upgrade stuff and they don't tell us they're going to upgrade anything. And then we all suffer with the consequences until they finally get all the bugs worked out.
I do, Sean.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to give me more time, then give me more time, but let me know. Like, I want to know when I can end my show. Right? I have no problem staying on as long as they let me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I need to fix that at least.
Hey, look. Hey, our old friend Ralph Williams got his podcast going. Let's give him 5 hours today and not tell him. Wow.
Not even let him know. Not even let him finish.
Don't let him finish his show.
Yeah, you're going to pick up whole types of background noise if that happens.
Yeah. Hey, have you had any more bears visit your shed?
Not that I can notice. First, to be honest, how do I say it? To tell you the truth, man, those guys, for as big as they are, they're very quiet when they move around the woods.
Yes, they are.
Man.
Hi, Dennis Bigger. Yeah, they are. It's amazing. It's amazing how animals, it has to be with the way their paws are made. You know, the padding on their paws are cushiony, I guess. I don't know what a better word to say it, but they can move around in the woods and you don't hear them. That's amazing.
When I opened the door to like yell at it to get away from the shed and it ran off, I didn't hear any type of noise when they ran off. Like they were so quiet. Like the only way you could hear them is if like they, they step on a twig or maybe rustle a leaf or two, but it's not like you hear thumping or anything like that. Those, man, you got to be careful. I used to like to go walking around, you know, the woods a little bit, little trails, and you got to be careful because they can sneak up on you without you noticing. And even though they might run away, you know, when they hear or see a human or whatever, but if you catch them on a bad day or you're near their babies,
yeah,
you know, that's a wrap for you.
Yeah, Ryan mentions cougars. Yeah, we have a cougar problem up here in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, I want
Northwest.
That kind of problem. Oh, no, wait, which cougar? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Never mind.
wrong kind of cougar. Wrong kind of cougar, Ralph. Wrong kind of cougar. We're talking about the four-pod claw fang cougar here.
Not the much older woman cougar. No
Yeah. Though I don't know, Ralph, that might be a problem for you too, you know.
From my wallet. Thank you very much, old man. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And everyone have a blessed morning. Take care, guys.
Hey, Ralph, thanks for stopping by, buddy. Thanks for helping us out. Really appreciate it.
No worries.
Check out the Ralph Williams. Check out Coffee with RW mornings. Sometimes almost every day of the week, Monday through Friday, but he's on it early in the morning. I don't know what time you start, Ralph. You're always on. When I get up and get on the round of phone.
7 a.m. Eastern.
7 a.m. Eastern time, the Ralph Williams podcast. Be sure to check him out. Good fun show. 7 a.m. Eastern. There you go.
Welcome back.
Hey, I have totally forgot that Memorial Day is. The Memorial Day is Monday the 30th. We're heading into a holiday weekend. I didn't even know that. I didn't realize it. Interesting. Excuse me. I think Grammy.
Beneficial start to summer.
Yeah, I do remember Grammy asking me if I'd cook her up some ribs. She wants to do ribs for the weekend. Oh, but wait a minute. We're going out. We're going out on the 29th. That's Sunday. I don't know. I got to regroup and think about this because I think she's pretty much got us booked up doing stuff. We have our magic show today we're going to go to. I love magic shows. And then we got something going on. I know we have all my grandson's birthdays the 29th, so we're going to be tied up doing that. I don't know. Got to figure out a way to cook some ribs in there sometime. What are you doing? What are you doing for Memorial Day, Dean Joe? You guys going to be barbecuing anything? Is the weather going to be nice for you for a change? Do you think?
What's going on? I don't know. I have no clue.
You sound defeated.
I don't know. I have no clue. I don't know what we're doing. I have no plans.
Has the weather beaten you down, Dina Jo?
No, it's all right. It's just cold. Probably do music like I usually do.
Uh-huh.
Usually takes all weekend. So
wow.
Probably just do that.
Oh.
Yep.
Yepers. Yep-a-rama. Yeah. So I don't know. It's saying it's going to rain. Well, when I woke up this morning and I looked at my little forecast thing, it said rain, and now it's saying sunny. So I don't know what it's going to do here.
I hope it's sunny. It's cold.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in Colorado. I don't know. Your hockey team's winning.
Yeah,
they're coming back to play it. They're coming back to play at home.
And I heard
probably,
that.
Yeah, they're probably going to wrap it up.
Well, Ralph, they were supposed to cut down two, and they only cut down one. So I was a little upset when I came home because you would think that, let's see, either they would call you or leave a note or something and tell you why they didn't do it, but nothing. So you have to wait until you call them at 4:30 and find out, oh, well, we had to leave because of an emergency. We already had to wait. No, nothing. No text, no note, no call, no nothing. 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 And then we call them at 4:30. We already had to wait for almost 5 months to get them to come out here to do that. So it's like, you guys need to figure out a way to get us in ASAP. None of this waiting another 2 or 3 months. You know, it's crazy.
Did they even clean up the debris in your yard?
Yeah, they did. They did. But I would have rather them cut the one down that they left That's the one I hated. The one that they cut down was the one I didn't want cut down, but somebody else wanted cut down. And it was like, yeah, we wanted that one in the back cut down forever. And that's that was the one that would have been super easy to cut down.
Right.
Super easy. Nothing. Nothing. They said, oh, that's nothing. The one out front was huge.
Hey, Dust, welcome back to your
channel. It makes no sense. Hi, Dust.
I kind of wonder if, you know, do they only have one crew? What's this all about?
Oh, no, this is a huge company. But we had a major snowstorm. So down towards Denver, there was a lot of down branches and broken trees and whatnot. But again, if you knew this 2 days, you know, it happened 2 days prior. If you knew you were going to be that busy, call us and say, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to reschedule for 2 more days and come out in 2 days. Not come out and do it half, you know. Half, you know, the word I want to use.
I know. And so that they haven't even.
No, we don't know when they're coming back.
That's crazy. That is crazy. What has happened to customer service nowadays? No. Terrible.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Yep.
So they got to finish cutting down that one and then do the one in the back.
Mm-mm. No. Well, the one in the front, they cut down. They finished it. Done. They cleaned out. Yeah, it's done. But they didn't do the one in the back. So we just need them to come back and do the one in the back, which, you know, would have been done quickly. It's just like you could, it didn't make any sense. You could finish that off instead of having to come back, you know, waste our time to have to, you know, move stuff around because we had to move stuff around for them to get in and stuff. So it's just, you know, it was just, it would have been nice if they would have called, text or left a note or something. But when you come home and there's nothing, it's like,
a little note on the door. Had an emergency arise. We will be back with you as soon as possible. That's all they had to say. Just something like that.
Pick up the phone, something.
Yeah, I pick up the phone. Yeah, give you a call. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Well, now you'll be lucky if you see him in August.
Yeah. Well, at least Lewis said he hasn't paid him yet, so that's at least.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
One good thing.
No pain.
At least that's what he told me. I was mad. So maybe he just told me that to calm me down. But I don't know. Because I was
I probably didn't.
I was mad.
Because usually you pay on something like that. What I did is I paid at the end of the project.
Yeah.
I paid them. You know, so they weren't done. They didn't get paid. I don't know. Sorry.
Well, they're a huge company, a really big company out here.
Well, then what's their problem?
I don't know. Well, like I said, we didn't have around our area. We didn't have a whole lot of trees that had were damaged as bad as in Denver, which isn't that far away. You know, where Aaron and Lewis works, there was a lot of branches down in the middle of the street. You know, all over the place. So I can see them having to go and do work, but hi Mercy, welcome.
Terrible, or as Charles Barkley would say, terrible. It's terrible. Oh well, I don't know. Hey, there's that guy's here. Hi, that guy.
Hi, that guy. Welcome.
Yeah, I was going to talk about something and I totally forgot. The tree cutting people just took it right out of me. Let me see here. I just dropped a crate of berries on my foot. Now I cranberry walk. Cranberry walk.
Not good.
Not good. You know, the phone booth of 1988. You remember what phone booths used to look like? Do you ever see, they even have those out anymore? Phone booths? I don't even see phone booths out anymore. You know, the old phone booths?
No.
You go in with the chain, you know, you drop the change in the phone and all that stuff. No, the modern phone booth though is the bathroom, is the toilet stall. That's the modern, the modern room. Hey, did you know that there's the jokes that are out there replacing or competing with the Chuck Norris jokes are Bruce Lee jokes now. Bruce Lee jokes. Like, here's an example. I've had it with Bruce Lee jokes. Completely. Completely. Get it? Get it? Completely.
What's that?
Urgent FDA notice. You know, we've all heard about the monkeypox. Monkeypox cannot be cured by sniffing Gorilla Glue. Don't be sniffing Gorilla Glue. I was standing in line the other day and I kind of passed gas. I kind of farted a little bit standing in line. And the lady in line next to me, she picked up her kid and checked his pants for poop. My goodness, my gracious. Let me see what else is there. What's there? Well, you know, they say, you know, the boogeyman, when he goes to bed at night, he looks under his bed for Chuck Norris. Well, when Chuck Norris goes to bed at night, he checks in the closet for Bruce Lee.
Well, Ralph thinks you're funny.
Musha and Cage is laughing. Oh, dose. Dose. Come on, buddy. I was told that most accidents happen within a mile from home. So I've decided to move elsewhere. Hey, Dina Joe, what music group doesn't like Halloween? What music group doesn't like Halloween?
I don't know.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, that's cute.
Let's see here. My boss wants me to sign up for a 401k. No way I'm running that far.
I too much
I'm
coffee.
Saucy. I hope you're feeling good, girl.
Oh, there she is. Too much saucy. Hi. Good to see you. Yeah, we hope you're feeling better. Hope she's doing
well,
better than this. Hope she's doing better than this show's doing right now.
Well, and Saucy came in on the right day for Cubella's birthday.
Yeah. So, well, all right. Well, Dina Jo, what do you have for the show? Do you have holidays? Do you know what holidays are going on? What special days?
Let's see.
Or are you just going to let me drown in this puddle of...
It is your show. You say that all the time.
Oh, now it is.
The old man's show.
Oh, now it's my show.
You do. That's what you say all the time.
Wow.
All the time. So let's go.
Ralph's back.
Hey, Ralph, what's up, buddy?
I just have a question. Is this what happens like when, because I don't have kids, so is this what happens when your kid does a good thing? You're like, that's your kid?
Oh, yeah.
Or if he does a bad thing, no, that's your kid.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happens. Yeah. Hey, look at how my kid did it in math. Yay, they got an A in math. Great. And then when they do something bad, it's like, what is your kid? Your kid is out of control.
Yeah, you better deal with your boy or girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Be equal here now.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah, that's how it is. The show, when the show's really firing in all phases and that, bam, 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 you know, we all kind of take claim of the show, but when it's...
Oh, I've never, ever, ever taken claim of the show. Ever have I ever,
ever.
The words ever came out of my mouth that this is my show, because you've made it very clear otherwise. So no. Don't even go there.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Exactly.
She scores.
Service on Twitter called podcast.
Oh, whoa. What was that?
Like, what's how did you? You're that? Talking twice. Twitter you got a ghost talking.
I don't know what's going on. What's going on services. With that? I don't know. Jeez. I got carried away with the punching of the buttons in that, man. Woo.
Oh, amazing. I'm sorry, Saucy. I hope you heal better. Uh-oh. Moving to a
Saucy,
new hospital.
Okay. Still in the you're hospital. Well. I'm a different hospital, but a specialist is looking over my health. Well, good. We hope that you get
good.
This thing
I hope
all worked
you get
out.
A good one with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Ralph, this is what happens.
That's it's the nature of the beast. Yeah, I get it.
Nature of the beast. Yeah. Yeah. You're always the bad guy. You're always the bad guy. Never the good guy. Yeah.
Go ahead, Dana Jo.
Go ahead. Go ahead with your holidays. Go ahead with your holidays. What's coming today? Up?
Denny's Endless Breakfast Day.
Oh, my Lanta.
A Denny's breakfast? Ooh.
Wait, is that everything? Or is that just like one thing? Like, can I have endless pancakes?
No. It shows pancakes, potatoes, and eggs.
I'll take that.
I would too.
Okay,
Dean Joe.
Right. National Asparagus Day.
That's stinky.
Hi, Mary B. Welcome.
Did you say that you don't or doesn't happen for
it
you?
It doesn't affect me that way. No, it does not.
Doesn't make your pee stink.
Doesn't make my pee stink.
Yeah. It's National Brothers Day if you have a brother or brothers.
Well, we got our brother Ralph's on the line. Hey.
Hey.
There you go. Our podcast brother.
Do you have any siblings, Dana Jo?
Yes, I do.
Oh. I'll just leave it like that.
Why?
Just leave it like that.
Just leave it alone.
I do.
Just leave it alone.
Okay. Next.
It is National Caterers Appreciation Day.
Caterers Appreciation Day.
Caterers, you know.
Caterers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, caterers that cater to your
parties. They bring you food and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's also National Escargot Day, if anybody likes that.
Nope.
I'll pass here, too. I'll pass. On
what is
snails.
That? That's snails, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I'll pass.
What made things like that to be like a delicate? What did you call it?
I don't know. We'd have to ask.
I have
Asha.
No idea.
Isn't it an English thing?
I thought it was a rich person thing.
I know it's
a rich person thing, but I swore it came from Europe.
I'm thinking from France.
European. Yeah.
I think escargot is French for snails. I think that's what it is. I don't know. But why? Yeah, Ralph, really? Who's sitting there one day sitting on the porch going, hey, look at that. What is that? Well, that's a snail. Bet you $5 you won't eat it. You're
yeah,
on.
Yeah. Bet you $5 I can overprice it and sell it to people.
Yeah, yeah, really.
Yeah, it looks disgusting. I don't care how much butter you put in it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I just...
what about lobster? That seems to be like an overpriced meal,
lobster's
right?
Good.
It does,
that's
too.
A, that's
yeah,
what I'm saying. Isn't it difficult to be able to eat it? Like, there's a lot of work to get to it, right?
Yeah, and I don't...
No, I would... I mean, like a crab would be way more work than a lobster. A lobster, okay. You just pull it from the one end and out the other. Like a crab, you got to sit there and... crack out his legs and try yanking out the
really
little bit of meat that you get out of it, and you hardly get anything.
And that is one reason why I don't like those things. I don't want to work that hard to just
crabs
get that
are,
little bit of meat. Both
crabs taste so good, but there's hardly any meat in them. Do you, John? Right in the legs? I mean, some part of the claws you can get a lot of meat, but when you get in the legs, it's that you have to really pull it all out and.
What if it was like that with everything you ate? I mean, what if it was like that? Okay, like we're all at a restaurant. You know, you're at a restaurant. You know, you have like 6 or 8 people are ordering steak.
Crab cakes, yeah.
And it's like, all right, you 6 or 8 people that ordered steak, you got to go out there and get that cow. Let's go. You know, you have to go out there and wrestle the cow.
Yeah, there's a lot, lot more
Ryan,
fruit eaters.
Do you...
Sorry,
Ralph. Yeah. No, I'm sorry, Ralph. Ryan, with the king crabs, do you, you don't get to, like the body, besides the legs, do you get to eat any of the meat in the body? Or is it just in the legs and the claws?
I don't think there's any meat in the body, is there?
Yeah, like in the head. It's like the head, like the skull, right? With the little beady eyes.
Oh, right out loud.
If we were talking about humans, this would be a weird conversation.
No, just the legs. Okay.
Yeah, really.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
If we were talking about humans, it'd be bad. That bad the way we're talking about. Yeah, you got to smash your heads. Smash your heads to get all the meat out of there. Yeah, yeah, that's it right there.
What about the other one?
Squid.
Is it, did we say escargot?
Calamari.
Yeah, that's what we said. Calamari. That's what.
Calamari.
Calamari. No, I like calamari. I like it because it's fried. It's fried, but you gotta get good ones that aren't real like chewy.
Yeah.
I
now
don't
see,
know if that's how they if they when they soak it like in a buttermilk or a milk or something that helps tenderize it before they put it in the batter and fry it, that makes it not chewy, but I love calamari.
Now see, now that guy brings out an interesting thing about crabs and that. I mean, the body and everything, you know, and the shell and all that. And yeah. I've seen it with lobster. They boil that all up for stock. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's supposed to be good. I don't know.
What about mussels? Is that what
I've
called?
Never
mussels?
Eaten them before, but you can eat them. It's a
really, shell. Dina Jo, you've never had mussels? Isn't that like a clam? So. Isn't that like a clam?
I'm pretty sure the mussel is that like darkish shell, oblong,
right.
Darkish shell. Yeah, I've.
Yeah, but
I've
you eat the
those.
You eat the thing that's in it, right? I mean, you eat the like clams. Yeah. I don't know, Ralph. I just started eating clams not too long ago. Outside of clam chowder, I've been eating clams. The other, you know, just. deep fried clams or whatever, but yeah, I don't particularly care for that stuff.
Yeah, it's not my thing. I was just trying to figure out like what's considered to be like a is that the right word?
Delicacy.
There you go.
Delicacy.
There you go. Delicacy. Food that is really doesn't sound that appealing.
Well, the snails. Know. Yeah, the snails. Solid Blue Sister, good to see you.
I don't know how
the
that stuff
cargo.
Gets.
Hey Jess.
Hi Jess.
I don't know how that stuff gets so expensive. Like, I don't know. I mean, you know. I mean,
you
they gotta
probably understand like what an Angus beef is like supposed to be a good one, right? Or that's what I hear. I don't know.
Right.
So mm-hmm. I mean, I can understand that.
Or Wagyu.
Maybe
Wagyu
because of how what they have to go through to get it, Ralph. I guess I don't know. I mean,
well,
they have to
the
go
Wagyu.
Out.
The Wagyu beef is really expensive because it's all in the way they care for the animal, too.
Okay.
The way that they care for the animal, what they feed the animal, all that stuff.
Where did the name Wagyu come from?
I don't know.
I
thought
like
it
a little
was
kid.
Japanese
why?
Or Chinese, wasn't it? That guy, do you know, Ryan, anybody? I swore it was.
It's the marbling of the meat, that guy says. It's Japanese.
That's what I thought.
Wagyu.
See?
Well, now, see, too, in Japan, I don't think they... I mean, even to raise cows in Japan is not that... I guess not that common. I guess a lot of their meat is imported and that kind of stuff. So they're raising their own meat, yeah.
It's from Japan. It says, true Wagyu encompasses four breeds of Japanese cattle. Kuroga, which is black. Akaga or something, Aakage, which is brown, Nyontaki, which is shorthorn, and Makuku, spoiled, and with the black Wagyu cattle, most revered for its unique intermuscular fat marbling.
Oh. Hey, so Ralph, you know how we're all sitting around here, we're having this discussion about all these other foods and that. Now, do bears and cougars, do they sit around and talk about humans like this? Well, you know, if you can't, you know, those ones that are a little chubby, you know, they're not very fast and you can catch those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can catch those guys and they're pretty, you know, they're pretty good to eat and that, you know, you gotta stay away from that midsection where all the guts and everything are, but you know, you chop on those thighs. Those are pretty good. Tasty right there. You stop and crush their skull and get to their brain. I mean, they're
You gotta go to those. You gotta go to those houses with the people that come from out of state. Those are the more tastier ones. Yeah. They eat a lot of fast food stuff.
Yeah, it's all in what they eat.
Yeah. So you'll enjoy them.
Now, like if me and Dina Joe, we're walking down a mountain path, you know, they're walking down a mountain. They look at us, they go, that old man, he's got a lot of fat in him. He's going to be a lot of fat in that. He's not very healthy. So he's going to be, you know, I mean, that's not good. But look at her. I mean, she's lean. I mean, that's some eating right there. Yeah. That's just good meat.
I kick you down the hill and run.
And you're bear meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Raccoon six.
Yeah. Dina Joseph, if we were walking, she would say, "Nice knowing you, old man." She'd trip me. Yeah. Here comes a bear. We got to run, Dina Joe. She goes, "No, I got to run. You're staying here.
I
got
to run. You'll be here making new friends." Yeah.
She'd put me down. She'll put me down.
She'll probably yell louder than when she won that giveaway. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really. Exactly. Hey, listen, well, it's time. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Thanks for coming in and rescuing the old man again.
No problem, man. Take care.
All right, and here we go. Are you ready? It's time for Dina Joe to take control. Presenting music history, sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is, Dina Joe!
Okay. Tuesday, May 24th. We are starting.
Oh, for crying out loud. What is going on here?
We're going to start off with some parodies. And we're going to do all Weird Al tomorrow. So there's not going to be any Weird Al on this list today. So today, the first one we're going to start off with is The Star Wars I Used to Know by Team Teddy, and it's the original song of Gautier, Somebody I Used to Know. The song was everywhere for a while, and parodies were released thick and fast in its wake. This one, which was titled The Star Wars I Used to Know, is one of the funniest. It's certainly the most fitting for technology sites owned, managed, written, read, and used by geeks of all stripes. The song tells the story of Star Wars and how George Lucas kept messing with the franchise that made both his name and his fortune. Skywalker, Darth Vader speaks directly to Lucas, who's judged by the original Gautier song is playing, is the part of the ex-boyfriend. The Star Wars I Used to Know by Team Teddy. Here we go. Hi, Asha.
Hey, Asha.
Bye, Ryan. Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by, Ryan.
Now and then I think of when I was.
How's the volume? Can you hear it?
Uh huh. Okay. It sounds normal, like it's not going anywhere.
Choking all right. People with the force until they die. But then you told them all my history and took away my masculinity. Had my character portrayed by subpar actors. Subpar actors. The Star Wars That I Used to Know by Teddy Films. That's too funny. These are great. You should look them up and especially check out the videos.
Gary.
The videos are hilarious.
Yeah, some of them you just have to see the videos to appreciate it. Especially one of my favorites is coming up, I'll tell you. Number two is Bohemian Rhapsody by William Shatner. Shatner began his music career with the spoken words in 1968 on the album The Transformed Man, delivering reciting of popular songs. As anyone familiar with Shatner's past musical work surely knows, he doesn't much sing as a song as act it out, and he takes on Bohemian Rhapsody, which features John Wetton from King's Crimson in Asia, in its melodramatic epic. With certain liberties have been taken, then the arrangements and the lyrics, it's pretty much all there. Guaranteed raise eyebrows and drop jaws. Here is William Shatner with Bohemian Rhapsody. Welcome, SJYX.
Is this the real life?
This is great.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide? No escape from reality. Open your eyes.
Welcome, Marcos.
And see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anyway, the wind blows. Doesn't really matter to me. To me.
This is hilarious.
Mama.
Mama.
Just killed a man. Put a gun against his
head. You should see the Muppets vertical.
The Muppets is great.
William Shatner doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Welcome, PBG.
I would like to know if the comments from the Queen guys on William Shatner doing their song. That's hilarious. Freddie Mercury. Hey, Freddie Mercury, what'd you think of William Shatner doing Bohemian Rhapsody?
Well, he's dead.
Well, I know, but I mean, had he passed
rolling
away?
Rolling in his grave?
Had he passed away by the time William Shatner did this, though? I don't know. Mm. You know, but it's funny.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, the next one is called, and this one is No Woman, No Drive, and it's by Ala Wardy. Ala Wardy is a Saudi singer, songwriter, cappella artist, and producer of Iranian origin. He gained popularity through the online video sharing platform YouTube, where he published covers of Middle Eastern, English, Bollywood, and K-pop hits and original ballads. The idea behind the viral video No Woman, No Drive came to Saudi comedian Hisham in the shower. He was singing the Bob Marley song to himself, and the idea started running through his head. A couple months later, he saw on Twitter was a buzz with the talk that Saudi Arabian women would defy the ban on driving by mounting a demonstration on October 26th. Fahad and his two friends, Saudi musicians Fahad and Ali Ward, decided to produce a video to coincide with the day of protest. In the end, some 60 women defying took the wheel in the ultra-conservative kingdom of Saudi Arabia, but around the world, almost 3 million and counting watched Fahy's politically charged reggae spoof mocking the band. So far, he tells the Daily Beast, he's gotten nothing but love. He responds to his video, everybody from Saudi grandmas and aunties and everybody loves it. He resonates with the people and they love him. Here is Ali Ward with No Woman, No Drive.
Yeah, this is actually, if you think of the political atmosphere, it's actually a protest song.
Say, I remember
when you used to sit in the family car, but backseat.
In the backseat.
Over me.
Terrible.
So safe and well, so you can make lots and lots of babies.
Did you hear what he said? You sat in the back seat so your ovaries were safe and well so you could have lots of babies.
I know. This is a la Wardy. A la Wardy. No woman, no drive.
Oh my goodness.
So put your car key away.
Oh, Lord.
I know. I was shocked to hear that he didn't get at the
backlash
yeah. from it. You yeah. know, that they all took
all the grandmas and loved him.
They took it all in stride, which is good because it's a funny song.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. Stuff. Everybody knows this next one. Barnes and Barnes with Fish Heads. Fish Heads is a novelty song by comedian rock duo Barnes and Barnes, released as a single in 1978 and later featured on their 1980 album, Vubaha. It is the most requested song on the Dr. Demento radio show, and the music video for the song, made in 1980, was in regular rotation on MTV. The song was featured on Barnes and Barnes' 1982 Fish Heads Greatest Hits 12-inch on Rhino Records. The lyrics are obscured celebration of fish heads, describing them in the highest pitched chorus of roly poly and delicious to eat. The verses describe various things they mostly cannot do, like play baseball, wear sweaters, play the drums.
Poor fish heads.
Here are the fish heads with Barnes and Barnes and Barnes with fish heads.
Fish heads.
Dina Joe's favorite song.
Fish heads. Eat them up, yum. Fish heads, roly poly fish heads, eat them up, yum.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
Fish heads, roly poly fish heads.
Floating in the soup.
Fish head, and if you want to, they won't answer. They can't talk.
Fish heads.
This is Fish Heads. Barnes and Barnes. I had no idea that this was a parody song.
Oh, no.
I thought it was just a song they did, you know? That is so funny.
All right. Number five is so funny. This guy is just hilarious. He cracks me up. I don't believe in why he did this video, why he was raising the money, but I do think he's hilarious. It's great if you can watch it. It's called Time Warp by Tenacious D. Tenacious D has released a cover of the Rocky Horror Picture Show's Time Warp to help support Rockabout. I do think you should vote. But there's other things on there. In accompanying the music video, which features Jack Black in some very on-point Rocky Horror costumes, the band gets a little help from their friends in getting out the vote, which is Senator Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Peter, I don't know what his last name is, Susan Sarandon, who was in the movie, Sarah Silverman, John Waters, Jamie Lee Curtis, a whole bunch of other people. A limited vinyl edition of the song is available for purchase via the Tenacious D web store, which all proceeds will go to Rock the Vote. Here is Tenacious D with Time Warp.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
You know, I like Jack Black. He's a pretty talented guy.
Closely. Yes.
Welcome, Jack. You're getting much younger.
I've got to keep control.
I'm really convinced he could have been a legitimate rock and roller if he wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so funny. The video is pretty funny. He just gets so into it. Both of the guys, all of them.
Just a jump to the left.
You know, they've got several albums out. Tenacious D. They really do. Time Warp by Tenacious D. Jack Black.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, you guys. This one is my favorite of all time. You guys have to look this guy up and look up this one and watch this video because I was rolling on the floor. I'm sorry. It's so funny. And it's David Lopez and it's Old Juan Road. So lighten up and prepare to have a good laugh. After the massive success of Lil Nas's X Old Town Road featuring Billy Ray Cyrus, a hilarious parody has gone viral, taking the popular song to Mexico and back. Old Juan Road tells the story of a Mexican ice cream man walking his cart up and down the road, delivering treats to the neighborhood in its pure comedian gold. The video, released on Cinco de Mayo, was under five days, surpassed 9.5 million views. Of course it has. It is phenomenal. Look at the Mexican-American. I tell you, he's the person who wrote this, is he's a Mexican-American, and he will tell you this is funny stuff, and it's so true. Shout out to all the Palati men around the world. Here is David Lopez with Old Juan Road.
Yeah, I'm gonna get my car, take it down the road. I'm gonna sail till I can't no more.
Welcome,
I'm gonna get my car, take it down the road.
Hey,
I'm
Vinny.
Gonna sail till I can't no more. I got Tweety in the back, Jingle Bells attached. I was on the rack, I'm not very hard to
I'm guy. Sorry, folks.
Cart is full of truth.
I'm watching the video.
Oh, you have to watch the video. It is hilarious.
Yeah.
Everybody loves elotes. Everybody loves elotes. Want to buy elotes. When I hear the bells ring, they ask me, would you stop, please? Niños, they want everything. All I hear is touching. Feel like a movie.
Oh, Marty, you've seen it? It's funny, huh?
Come meet Tony Stark before the movie endgame. Everybody loves elotes.
It's on YouTube. I found it on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Everybody loves elotes.
You could either look up David Lopez or look up the old, or look up Old Juan Road.
Oh, you got to look at that guy. It's hilarious.
No more. I'm going to get my car, take it down the road. I'm going to.
Old Juan Road by Dave Lopez.
Helados, want different flavors. Maybe try the popsicles. Get and get
the kids are hilarious.
Oh,
in
my movie. Gosh, it's so fun. You
yeah, you need to
it.
Check
it's
them
hilarious.
Out.
It's hilarious. You got to see the video. They are just, yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah, the whole family's into it. That's my favorite one of all of them. I was laughing so hard. All right, so this next one was done by a guy who was talking about his Jewish mom. So take that, and he has his whole family and the kids and everybody in it. Hey, Mark Robbo, welcome. So it is What Does the Mom Say off the song What Does the Fox Say by Blue Eye Productions. What Does the Mom Say is a Blue Eye Production version of What Does the Fox Say. In the song, the singer is conflicted about having Thanksgiving and Hanukkah on the same day. The chorus details the things the mom would say during this stressful dilemma. The video of the mom and the family and the great kids are really funny. Here is Blue Eye Production with What Does the Mom Say.
Yeah, this is another one that you need to see the video. It's hilarious.
Thanksgiving and Hanukkah the same day? What's a mom to do?
Turkey breast, chocolate gelt, taters mashed and latkes fried, Hanukkah, pilgrim feast, and November's just a hoot. The Jews they want and celebrate, and the
Pilgrim's chow, chow, chow.
Chow, chow, chow.
Cooking food.
What does the mom say?
What your mom say?
Off your butt and set the table. Off your butt and set the table. Off your butt and set the table.
What your mom say?
Stop your smooching. Is she Jewish? Stop your smooching. Is she Jewish? Stop your
smooching. Is she Jewish? Stop your smooching.
I should have married rich. I should have married rich. I should have married rich.
What your mom say?
Donuts made, stuffing stuff, kindling lights and football too. Hungry hands eat it all. Suddenly she needs to call.
Her feet are sore, these holidays. It's for real the 28th. We celebrate the Simcha days. And we'll be eating like a...
There's stuff on their faces.
Your mom digs and cleans. She's a horse. What does your mom say?
Take your shoes off out the house. Take your shoes off out the house. Take your shoes off out the house.
What your mom say?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go.
What your mom say?
I gave birth, now do the dishes. I gave birth, now do the dishes. I gave birth, now do the dishes.
What your mom say?
She bakes turkeys and fries the latkes. Eight great nights of pie, she's got you. She's your mom, you better feel grateful. Thanksgiving sweet and high is faithful.
What does your mom say? The Fox Song parody. These guys are hilarious. This is another one where you just need to see. You need to see the video. It's funny. It's a funny song. It's a funny song.
They are funny.
Good job, Gina Joe. Good Thank job. You. Those are just a ton of great parody songs out there, and you found the best ones, man. Good job. Nothing like good parody songs to make you laugh. And tomorrow's going to be a hoot. Listening to the king of parody songs, Gina Joe's put together a fine list of Weird Al Yankovic songs. Pretty funny stuff. Good job. What's coming up after him? What's coming up after Weird Al?
Hold on, I'm trying to remember? Get this. I'm trying to type in the last one in here.
Tenacious D, going back to them, they are funny. They do some great videos. I thought they were just a one time deal when I saw a video of them, and then I found out they got all kinds of albums they put out. They do some good stuff.
Yeah, Thursday we're gonna do seven, because that's usually what we do, seven songs. Seven of the most sampled songs from 1 to 7 of the most sampled songs of all time. And then Friday would be, again, with samples, but these are going to be sample happy pop songs. So we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds good. Good. Entertaining.
Welcome back, Tuttle. And next week, we're going to start with some country.
Country. Yeah, baby.
Yep.
All right. So you're going to have, like, maybe Monday's going to be your kicking your dog country songs, and then Tuesday your girlfriend left the songs.
No, Monday will be, I'm starting off with 20 country albums. Well, they're not going to be 20, sorry. I'm going to see if I'm going to do more than one day of these, but so far it's 7 country albums that even haters of the genre will love.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do one day of all girl, modern girl, kick butt, girl power song.
Oh,
girl fans.
Girl power. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then 7 of, we'll see, either 7 of them off of my playlist. We'll see.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like me some country music. I haven't really sat down and listened to country for a long time. I used to sit down and just listen to country music. Because I like it. It's just great. Well, and plus it brings back a lot of memories, because when I was growing up, that's what my dad listened to. My dad listened to the old, you know, Hank Did Williams, the old classics, you know, Willie Nelson, you know, the old country songs. Yeah. I remember one time because my sister, Big Penny, she was into the rock and roll at the time, you know, because she was a teenager. She was a teenager in the 60s, you know, and so she's listening to all the rock and roll stuff, the Beatles and, you know, just I can't name all of them, but she's just listening to it. And I remember one morning. I remember one morning my dad would always get up in the morning, pour himself a cup of coffee, sit there listening to country music, smoking his cigarette, drinking coffee before he went to work. Okay. Well, Big Penny got up to get ready to go to school. She was in high school. And she'd turn on her radio to KTKT Rock, you know. And my dad's listening to K-Hoss. So it's like a battle of the bands going on in the house. Because Big Penny had her bedroom was like the little den on one end of the house compared to the other bedrooms. But her door was right there into the dining area where my dad sat listening to his song. So it was like a battle of the bands. KTKT versus K-Hoss. Who's going to win? You know, and you could sit there and you could hear the volume start going louder and louder and louder and louder. It was hilarious. I mean, boy, they were. And then plus, you know, my dad, you know, he'd get mad. He's just getting madder and madder. And he's starting to slam things and leaves in a huff. But Penny, you know, Big Penny being a teenager, you know, she loved it. She was being rebellious. I got you, old man. You know, she was being all rebellious and that. It was a hoot. And I'm sitting there in my bedroom listening to the battle going, oh, yeah. Yeah. Battle on, warriors. Battle on.
Well, you know, on Monday, part of the 20, the list I have is 20, but part of the seven that I will be playing, I never knew that some of Ray Charles's music is considered country, but he is number two on the list, Ray Charles.
Ray Charles put out a country album.
Modern Sounds and Country and Western. Yep.
Yeah, he put out a country album, and if you read about him, if you read his biography, and even if you watch the movie Ray, who starred in that? Ray, it was Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
It kind of touches on it a little bit when he was growing up. It was like country music. It was like ragtime, blues and country is what he kind of grew up listening to. And so, yeah, he was doing country. Mm-hmm. And later on in his years, when he signed with this one radio, record contract, I can't remember the names or I can't remember the names of what these companies were, but he signed to them and he went in there. He had complete
Welcome back, Cubella.
Say on what he was going to record, you know, the way he wrote his contract. And as they got going along in that, in their relationship with this producing company, he went in there and said, I'm going to do a country album. And they fought him. They fought him tooth and nail. They said, oh, no, you're not. You're not. No, no. And he goes, yes, I am. I am. I'm doing one. And then he did a concert. He did a live concert and people are going into this concert thinking they're going to hear, you know, the Ray Charles banging on the piano, singing blues and that kind of stuff, R&B. No, they got a country music concert. And the place, once they come to grips with the change, they went wild. And yeah, he does great country music. Yeah, Ray Charles did. So that's exciting, Dina Joe. I like that. Yeah. Ray Charles is country music. You betcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, you can talk now.
Oh, thank you. I'm Mark Rabba. Welcome back.
Good grief. Oh, man. It's going to be a great day, everybody. This is Tuesday, the 24th. We are basically 1 week away from the end of May, but we're heading into a holiday, a three-day weekend, Memorial Day. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a hoot. So let's just start. Tomorrow's Wednesday, the hump day. We get over Wednesday, and then we're going to slide into the holiday. So it's going to be good times. Good times indeed. Thanks, everybody. We're out of time. That's it. It did. It goes by fast when you have a lot of fun. And you have a lot of fun. And I know you all know it, Nat, but, you know, we tease each other. We have a lot of fun. I love being a Joe to death, and she better love me, or I'll be looking for a new co-host. And Eric, we love him to death, too. Oh, come on, Dina. Joe, it was a joke. You know it was.
Uh-huh. The truth always comes out.
We're glad that you have Mr. T. Wow.
I know.
It was a joke, everybody.
Welcome, Helen. We're wrapping it up.
You know, I tell everybody this. You're welcome. I always remind Dina Joe, well, it is the old man's podcast. But the old man's podcast would be nothing without Dina, Joe, and Eric. So I appreciate them greatly. Love them to death. And we just have a good time. And then, you know, and we wouldn't even have a podcast if it wasn't for all you people coming in and listening to us, downloading our shows. We appreciate all you guys that are downloading us on all the formats that are out there. And the ones that are listening to us on the WESN on the replay at 11 a.m. Appreciate all you guys, all your support. Mm-hmm. We do this because we have fun being with you in the mornings. We just appreciate our time with you guys, and we just have a blast. We laugh, and we just appreciate all you. Eric, you got some podcasts you want to plug?
Well, and I think Cubella says she might do a couple of shows today, so be on the lookout for her. But otherwise, you'll see her in Tuttle's Thursday evening doing Talk Hard, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday. But otherwise, be on lookout today for Milk Dog and then and Solid Blue Sister at 4 p.m. And I know Prime Time up here is very much open. I guess whoever decides they want to do shows, whether it's Outside of Normal or T-Gun or what have you. And then, of course, tomorrow we're back in the morning after Ralph, and Frankie D is on tomorrow afternoon. And hopefully the Beans and Weenie show will finally get to do a Wednesday show and not have any more delays. And John Gale should be back next week, as he's taking tomorrow and Friday off, as him and his wife are planning the daughter's graduation events. But they should be back next week.
Yeah,
a
lot of kids are graduating from high school, graduating from school. So to all you parents out there, congratulations. You did a great job getting those kids through school. Congratulations. Yeah, it's hard to
believe. Yeah. We definitely need to honor them with some pomp and circumstance.
Yes, exactly. And a big happy birthday to Cubella. Have a great day out there, Cubella. Have a happy, happy birthday. And now a final word from the lovely Dina Jo.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today, you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Love you and see you around Podbean. Happy birthday, Cubella. Have a good rest of your day. Bye.
I think I hear dogs barking out there. Your voice went so high.
Could be.
Dina Jo. We're out of here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Have a great show. Had a great time. Download it. Hit that follow button. Come on back tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. Have another day. And just be fun. Do random acts of kindness. Go out there. Be nice to people. Smile. Smile. And people will smile back. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Love you. God bless
now
you.
Now I'm going to see if I can end my show, Ralph. See you, guys.
Beyond Poppy.
We're out of here. Later, Gators. Okay, here I go.